Hey friends, have you ever received an unexpected compliment from someone? I mean, a genuine, honest, and encouraging affirmation of maybe a quality you demonstrate or a choice you made or the effort you put forth? What was that like? How did you react? Did you smile? Did your heart feel a little bit warmer inside? Did you stand a little taller? You feel a bit more hopeful and excited about the day? You see, our words matter. They have power in them. A word has the power to speak life into someone. Case in point, my birthday last week, each of you shared a compliment about me. And these encouraging words were more than "you have nice hair" or "I like your smile." They spoke about choices I've made in the classroom. Qualities you've noticed day in and day out. Your words spoke life into me. I was smiling the rest of the week. Our words have power. Our words have a power in our own lives and minds too. Remember, especially at the beginning of the year, we would read these short pledges and some were even affirmations. We were speaking into life who we wanted to be that day and beyond that. See, when we affirm ourselves, when we recognize the good in ourselves, we live into that goodness. When we speak into our own hearts affirmations like, "I'm different, not less. I'm patient and calm." Or, "I have it within me to solve any challenges that arise today. I'm brave. I dare greatly." We are recognizing how we have shown this before and our capacity to live into it each day new. I want to encourage you to take time to affirm yourself. Recognize the good in you. It's a lot easier to see the good in others when you acknowledge the good in yourself too. When I worked at a camp many summers ago, there was the last night before campers went back down the mountain and back to their quote unquote normal lives. It was the best night of camp. Much like Outdoor Ed, it was full of skits and songs and smiles and laughter and memories being made. And then there's this special moment in each cabin where the campers would get in a circle and pass a glow stick around, taking turns affirming each person in the cabin. It was amazing. These compliments were meaningful and packed with heartfelt encouragement. At the end of each year, I like to incorporate these affirmation circles in class. But since we aren't all together, we'll do this virtually in our Zoom calls. This is challenging work. It takes thoughtful consideration to say something kind to another person. But the outcome, the reward, the result, we come alive. Our day is brighter. Our minds are more hopeful. Today, we'll start with a very special classmate, and then each day, we will take turns affirming another student. Think about what kind words you would like to hear from someone. Start there. What would encourage you? What would make your day brighter and more alive? Take time today to compliment someone. Let's make today awesome.